Thank you, thank you. All right, now we start the meeting. What is it? 12:32 Central. I'm sorry, Eastern. It's 1:32 Eastern time, so we're a little bit late. Okay. Is there, the minutes of no? It's a roll call. Okay. The minutes of June 28th. Is everybody able to? Oh, Oscar just texted me that he's having trouble connection, so he's trying to find a better location. What? Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, okay. Nancy, I apologize. I just got on the call, so you can I use the roll?
Oh. You want me to call it again? Although I don't think I have to do that because we just added. I did call the row. I added Heather, so that makes 9. Did Oscar join?
No, he's having trouble getting in.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, all right. So let me go back to here. Oh, okay. An amendment on approval of the minutes of June 28th. Would you like to approve those minutes? Those are ones that are finished, but later on, I think I found one or two mistakes, typo mistakes, so I will ask to approve amending them later on when I can find them. I saw them, and then I didn't write it down, but 28 minutes. Now, the July 12th minutes are not ready yet. I'm sorry. That's the last time we met. We mainly did introductions, and we talked about fundraising and I forgot what else. We did not even didn't do any business, actually, on agenda items or anything. Okay, and number, is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
We'll go right to the agenda items.
What?
Number eating and for cooking.
You can
something? Hello?
Someone said something? Was not heard.
If you're not talking to the committee, please mute yourself. Okay, so... the first item, that's Pacifica in the streets. Okay, I'd like to ask the committee, do you think it's a good idea, do you agree, that we put some bullet points, important points on all these items that we are interested in? If there's one that you're more interested in than the other, we could take that one first, above the list, jump out of the list. And then, anyway, the important point is to gather important points to put in these items, and then we'll we can reach out to other our fellow board members or other people who are no longer on the board with experience and expertise, and that might bring more to the input. And then we start wordcrafting it, wordsmithing it, and then present our motions to the PMB. How's that sound? I don't think anybody's done that before, but. Who's that?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
That was.
Oh, just say your name and your station so everybody understands. Did anybody join? People are going in and out. All right. Since Oscar's not here and this was his motion, shall we skip Pacifica in the streets? That's sort of like, you know, getting input from the streets. That was his motion. Can we go to the second one? Does anyone have something to add to the getting youth in each show? And I had talked to Janine Etter, and she's in charge of training, and maybe they have an operational manual that, or if they don't, they could make one. We need to have something like that, and you know, send it to all 5 stations so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. I don't think we have that kind of list of checklist of things, teaching. Anybody?
Right.
Yeah, so the people have
this is Paulina. Paulina.
Yes,
from KPFK.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm looking at the agenda items for consideration, and they all sound amazingly important and relevant. Pacifica in the streets, whoever presented that, I mean, of course, we can wait. Youth immersion into each show or involvement of bringing in young voices and young talent into our shows. I agree that we, I mean, this has been attempted before, but hasn't been organized on a national level as a, something that all stations can kind of go to with a guidance, with a manual of sorts, right? With a with some kind of a route to follow. And I'm just wondering if anybody on this call has prior experience with working with you know, youth immersion. Was it our prior chair, Jim, that was talking about it, or somebody else from New York, reaching out to schools, right, using social media, you know, things like that. Yeah, definitely, but I'm just not sure what our the work as a, you know, our work as a the committee would be in terms of making that happen, right? Because it will require, of course, a lot of initiative on behalf of each, you know, station area, or working with, you know, the affiliate program, perhaps. But I just want to hear from others.
Yes, I'm,
I think it's a wonderful light. This is Lucia from WCFW. I think it's a wonderful idea. And the fact that in our areas, the coronavirus numbers are going up, the issue of getting our young people involved in something meaningful and something that can lead to professional acquisition in the future, it is not something I think that we can provide guidance and advice to the individual stations. But I think it's very, very important. And I think it's crucial for the longevity of Pacifica. If we don't bring the young people in, you know, we've got expiration dates. So I think it's an initiative that should happen on a national level. We should work towards moving forward.
Well, this is Sharon Salam from BAI.
Yes.
And I do think that it's a good idea, but the problem, I think, for most of us, or maybe not most of us, is that we're just strapped for talent and am I saying the right word, talent, a staff who's able to really pull these initiatives, pull it together to make it work, you know, because we, right now, we don't have that many employees at WBAI. Everybody's doing triple jobs and different stuff like this, so this would be like another job on top of the job. So the thing would be for each of us is to think out a way that we could make it work for this type of thing to happen, and for the people who are coming in, if they agree to come in, how would they receive some sort of supervision and training to do various jobs within whatever realm they're coming in to do?
Could we consider putting together a small group of us just to have a sidebar discussion on this point and report back? I don't think it could be done in 2 weeks or a month, but I think if we put together a task force to look at it, have brief discussions about it, look at our resources, and provide this direction to the individual stations, and let's see what we get. And I think in terms of many of the affiliates, they may have already had this operational.
This is Jack, and I hop on sec.
Yes, Jack.
Yeah. Speaking as what I imagine, and someone could correct me if I'm wrong, the youngest member on this committee, I'm 28, so I don't know how youth were thinking. But there is a very vibrant culture of audio content creation that already exists among people in their 20s, even going younger than that. So I think there are pools of talent that are already out there, networks, I mean, networks not like officially affiliated to any sort of network, but kind of organic networks of kind of a lot of podcasters who are already developing things, have popular audiences, are connecting to people who are kind of under the age of 30, 35. And there's also a massive amount of organization being built up kind of politically among younger people as well. And I think these are the sort of groups that kind of already have some sort of organizational resources, have these connections to people on the ground, or already doing this work and maybe need a kind of a more coherent media strategy and access to the sort of broadcasting airwaves that we have within the Pacifica network, and kind of more firmly establishing these relationships is the key to this. Because if we're kind of just taking a grab bag approach and not really responding to what's already happening on the ground and in independent media production, I think we'll be at a loss. But if we're organizing this strategy in congruence with the developments that are happening, then we can kind of just pick up on this momentum and have kind of a mutually beneficial relationship with the work that is already happening.
Okay. So next. Yes.
This is for Lena. I just wanted to respond to what the Jack said. Yes, absolutely. That's exactly right. And it's just a question of how we as committee will actually implement that. But I would definitely go along with what Jack just suggested. So maybe that's part of our work. Our task would be to, I don't know, to, let's say, compile a list of locally, nationally, of folks who are in media. Oh, sorry, I'm hearing a lot of noise. And reaching out, and also all the suggestions on the agenda that I saw, you know, having to bring on voices, right, onto our airwave in terms of at least the FM, because, you know, there's a lot going on social media, but it's still, I think, a something else to be able to reach in that, you know, in audience, on the FM signal. So yeah, but let me just check, because I joined late. Did we ever approve the agenda?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Just formality, you know, formality sake.
Yes,
We did? Okay, good.
No, we did not.
Good morning. Just to be recognized, this is Oscar. I just joined the call a couple of minutes ago. I'm in the middle of nowhere, looking at people riding cows right now. So imagine where am I? I'm gonna be putting myself on hold because we got a bunch of air and noise and wind and stuff. But yeah, thank you. I'm a little bit late, but I'm here on the call now.
Okay, Oscar. All right. Anybody like to move that we approve the agenda?
Yes, Sharon Salam.
Thank you, Sharon Salam. Any objections? Hearing none, it's approved. Thank you, Paulina. Okay.
No worries.
So, Paulina brought up at her first comment is that this has been done before. This has been spoken about and supported before, but it kind of, I don't know, it seems like it died on the vine. So we have to creatively it's just like anything, we have to creatively do it, and with psychology and with feedback, maybe we ask for a progress report from the people who are being trained, you know, the younger ones, and then that way we get their input so we know what's happening. And also Janine Etter, she could not be with us today, but she was she's already training, and they have a system there of training. So, that, I mean, we really need to – I told her, let's not make all the stations, you know, reinvent the wheel. And so she said, yes, yes. So she sounded very positive about we must do that. And we need to have feedback. So – and they know they're right. that they don't just get kicked off, you know. They have the right to feedback what they're doing and how they feel, the ones that are being trained. Okay, and I think we had a passed motion in 2016 at this same committee, and it was a motion by Serene Roberts that we make a mandatory, I think it was like 4 hours or 2 hours, 3 hours a week of from age 15 to 20, and then under 15, it'd be like 1 hour a week programming, and it never got presented to the PMB, but we couldn't even do that. I made mine a little more on the conservative side, just to get a foot in the door, and I thought, but we should go for the real McCoy, getting youth their own programming. Okay, is there any other, would you like to go to another one, the next one?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, whoever that is. Okay,
If there's, I think it was me, Paulina here, uh-huh. I believe, I suppose, yes, there are no action items to take up at this time on this agenda item. Yeah, I guess we should move on to the next one.
Yes. So let's reach out to the other our board members and other experienced people and the affiliates. That's a good idea, what Sharon suggested. And then Janine, I'm waiting to see what she has, because we should have a booklet or a manual for training. Next is the let's do the first one. Pacifica in the Streets. Is Oscar able to join? The point that I got when he was presenting this is 2 to 3 minutes on each show, 2 to 3 minutes on each show for public input. And then also he said for breaking news. That's a whole discussion there is breaking news. We don't have breaking news at KPFT. About at your station, that would be nice if we had some kind of foot in the door for breaking news. How it's determined and who decides and.
Hi, this is Oscar.
Oscar?
I hope.
Okay,
yeah.
Oscar.
Yeah, I'm here. Actually, I've been working doing a little work on that issue. I still don't have any finalized yet. Hopefully for the next one, but all the concerns that you're raising, of course, and knowing how things work and all the stuff, especially all the stuff, unfortunately that we are working against, which is always I'm assuming the reluctance of a lot of the programming directors or managers or people from the shows themselves. So that probably will be the biggest hurdle. But I think if it's presented in a way where the actually is a, presented as you mentioned before, as a plus, not as a minus. We're not robbing or we're not taking, 2 or 3 minutes. I would like to clarify that a couple of things that I might have not explained clearly. One of the most important things is that it can be done in two ways. One is to actually set a schedule spot for the idea of connecting with the streets, or just to have an understanding that if so, as you were mentioning, you kind of like the breaking news option. For people to know that both ways, both inside the radio, inside the programming schedule, or outside on the people who might sign up to be either a contributor, a producer, or somebody. Of course, one of the important things on this idea is that it will not be random. The main thing, it will be the people who will call, on these issues. It will be kind of like deputized people, either people, programmers or staff, or even the public, as long as we can, make sure that it's people interested on the well-being or in the in whatever they bring us is relevant to the programming. So two points to clarify. One, it will not be necessarily that every hour we're going to have those 1 minute or 2 minutes to build up for, but to have the option that will be kind of like the instead of what we know as the station business, knowing there is instead or together with station business, there is that sweet spot when if there's something, as we mentioned before, either pre-produced or live, the spot is there. And that's actually what I'm kind of working on the edges, especially knowing that it will be a lot of resistance. But the idea is to present it as a plus, maybe even as a, you know, a hook for whoever. If they started with that in the first few minutes, if it's a live show or a public affairs show or on air show, I mean that can even contribute to the discussion. So it's more like on that tenure that I kind of trying to present this idea. I'm still kind of falling short. But I think soon we're going to have the whole thing. I not even presented it to people close to me. But it kind of goes in that idea. The idea is to not to force it, but to present it in a way as a need. And if it's a need for all of our stations, we need. Hopefully, people understand the idea is to connect to people, with young people, with people on the streets, or within ourselves. Sometimes it's just a LSD member or a PNP member or whoever. All in all, is in the middle of something interesting or something relevant. And why not? Instead of and again, all this thing comes from my personal experience where I've been really, really frustrated with the stuff that I think that we should be putting on the air, speaking for myself, but speaking from some other people who probably had that opportunity that they were and they never got the opportunity. Kind of like is that my whole idea. But again, I'm just kind of working on the details. Hopefully for the next meeting, I will have something on writing before, really, really concrete with steps and ideas. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Oscar. Anyone else?
This is Paulina.
Yes.
So in terms of, I think it's almost item one and item two on the agenda kind of go hand in hand. The Pacifica on the streets and bringing in young voices. Obviously, these two are connected. Now, I've been, because I've been working on national programming, I've also been scouring audio ports for content and for young voices. And I've found a lot of stuff that's already out there, that's already available to us as Pacifica. For instance, there are 1 minute long PSAs recorded by young voices, produced by experienced producers that are on the topic of the environment, right? I forget now which affiliate is providing that for us, and I'll have that. I'll provide that to the committee so that you can also take a look and listen and check it out. But there are many initiatives that are already in place. It's just that the Pacifica stations are not picking it up. And I'm thinking that normally what happens is unless we get the board to actually mandate it and then get some implementation mechanism, it's hard. There is pushback because nobody wants to give 1 minute of their show for some reason to bring in new voices. But let's say some stations have a standard. Let's say if it's an hour long show, it's 55 minutes. Other stations, it's 58. And then, the 2 minutes that are left is station business. So it's hard to fit anything in there. Often those 2 minutes get swallowed up and things like that. So all of those things, I think that we do need a concrete proposal that the PNB can recommend
that we can, this committee can recommend to the PND, and then the PND can take it up. I think a holistic approach to this, definitely, that there be some time made for visibilizing the work of the network and focusing especially on young voices and young voices of color, voices from marginalized communities, because then, of course, they hear themselves on the air, and they'll bring their listenership. I mean, their followings along, right? And that's how we make listenership grow. So I think we need a written proposal, perhaps for the next meeting. But I'm very hopeful that we're going in the right direction. It looks like we're thinking of the right topics here. But right, at this point, nothing concrete yet. But I like the idea of maybe us splitting up into working groups, you know, kind of figuring out how are we going to follow up on all these ideas, who is going to be in charge, who is going to report back, and so on and so forth, so we can move this work along. Yeah.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Well, there's two ways we can present something to the PNB, but we can recommend the PNB recommend to the IED to talk to the managers and ask them why they're not, you know, even with written. I think written email is better, you know, so they can get their replies, why they did not do this, or why they did, or what's the problem, what is wrong with this, you know, just all this. Then all this is kept by the ED, and so This is some evidence there, because we cannot force the general manager. I mean, that would be playing management or micromanaging. But we can at least get the ID to ask them, and we have a very in mind the audio port that you spoke
Nancy,
about.
Nancy, this Thomas.
Yep.
I have a question.
Yep.
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask Paulina to comment a little more on what she's finding on AudioPort, and is it, from what I gather, it's very difficult to search AudioPort. There's not, it's not designed for that, it seems like. But also, what were you referring to, what data does the ED, is he withholding that you think needs to be made public? I wasn't clear on that.
Oh, I was saying to make the managers accountable, we cannot directly order them. That's a management issue. That means their boss has to talk to them. So, I mean, we could make a motion to just recommend to the PNB, to recommend to the IED, to talk to the managers and program directors and ask them all kinds of things that are management issues that we're concerned with, like why you did not promote this, or why you did not play or air this national programming that we had several national programming already within this year, the May Day, the 12-hour May Day, the special, the town hall, Pacifica town hall meeting special, only two stations carried it, the COVID race and democracy, which was carried, but it was like very slow in promotion, and I don't know how it was promoted on the air at the other stations. Anyway, there's a lot of things that we can go through by through the IED talking to them. And if the IED gets their answers and how they're going to redress or make amends for that, or maybe put those shows that were not aired on at another time later, that's one thing. That shows we can get some feedback from the managers, you know, why they didn't do it. You know, they may have really good reasons that we can all learn together and work out, so it's not like a fight between the board and the managers. That's
mm-hmm.
the point. And nobody wants to cooperate when you feel like somebody's, you know, sticking a sword at you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Division of Labor, thank you, Paulina, for bringing that up, because, yes, as I said, we need to get the important points from others and from ourselves, and then create a way to present this and wordsmith it into motions. So let's think that we're now in the research process of getting information. Please do appeal to the people that you know, and if you don't know anybody, ask around, because there's a lot of old programmers. I mean, experienced, when I mean old, experienced, a lot of years of experience, and they may help.
Just, okay. Jack, I just want to let everyone know that I got to hop off, but thank you for organizing the meeting.
Yes, you have a comment, Jack?
No, I just have to. I have to hop off. I have another meeting I have to attend to. But thank you for organizing.
Okay.
Good talking to you. This is Sharon. I have a question.
Yes, Ron.
Paulina had mentioned these PSAs that are available. How
audio
are they
four.
How are they checked for accuracy?
Paulina, may I respond?
Yes, respond.
Yeah. So in that sense, I believe you would need to check with the producer of the series, but in that sense, the producer would be responsible for fact-checking whatever is put out. That's a very, a very good point, but once again, it's like with any content, I believe, it's each producer's responsibility. I believe the one that I was referring to, just as an example, not necessarily the example to be followed or what needs to be on the air, but as an example of what can be done. And unfortunately, AudioPort, as those of you who do programming know, is only, it's accessible to programmers, not to the general public, right? So what I can do is, and also going back to Thomas's question about how AudioPort is difficult to search or whatever, what I've been doing is this. You can search by date, by length, by program length. So, for instance, let's say I'm looking for content that is 5 minutes long or 1 minute long, right? And then it's organized by date. So it's really not that complicated. Somebody else speaking?
If anybody's speaking, please mute your phone. Only the person in the committee should be speaking. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So I off the top of my head, I don't have the reference to which what station produces the PSA that I was talking about. But I will send that to the committee. And if you can, as a general member of the public without access to AudioPort, you can at least see it. You might not be able to download it, but you can listen to the first minutes anyways. Yeah, you can. Yeah. So I'll provide that to the committee so you can study it. Yeah, absolutely. Take a look, the only access restriction is let's say if you wanted to download content, you would have to have an AudioPort account, and in order to have an account, you need to be affiliated with a station, right? And basically, I believe that's the case. I might be right. So, but that's not necessarily an impediment to being able to see what's on there, right? To kind of have an idea. So, I'll send a few. I'll put it in writing. Let me just say that, because otherwise I'm rambling. And and then also that way you can see how it works, and then you can also contact the producer and ask them what their criteria for fact checking are, so on and so forth, in terms of if you're a programmer or a program director and you're considering, right? I mean, you have all those tools in your toolbox, so it's not really a big issue. But I do think that we're underutilizing what's already being produced within the network. That's definitely what, the impression that I'm finally getting now that I work with National, it's amazing how much good stuff people are producing already that is not being aired enough, or not even being taken advantage of on the network. But that, once again, it's a question of culture, production culture, right? Programming culture. So it's not like we're going to come in and tell everybody to tell you now. You have to take up whatever everybody else is doing, but encouraging it
and putting in place some kind of a mechanism that people feel like, oh, yeah, you know, what Oscar was saying, making it clear to people that this could be a big plus, you know, this could really enhance the quality of the way your station sounds. But once again, it's a question of who is going to take the time to actually make it happen. But let me stop here for now.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that we can actually access audio port without having to be a programmer. I'm so happy to hear that.
Well, my concern with the audio port and with any of it really is its accuracy. When someone goes to do that, because that means too that the programmer or whoever it is that's going to be researching this has to have the time to do it. Since there's no one on staff that's assigned to research these types of materials. And whatever you put out there, you want it to be accurate.
Oh, sure.
That's just like any stations, any of our stations, we have to take care. Yes. So these are also
very
made by
so.
Other stations. These, what's on audio port is coming from affiliate stations, and so they have to have a certain amount of integrity and judgment in order to do that. I'm not saying that everything is absolutely truthful, but I think as much as truthful as we are, our five stations, okay, we're really going to have to start thinking in a different way and quick. And we cannot just wait for the next meeting. We need to get busy on getting input from the others and maybe some psychology. Some people know how we can do better in a different way so that things don't just get good ideas, don't just get forgotten and not attended to. The next one, would you like to go to the next or stay on this?
Okay. No, just go ahead.
The next one is, what was it? Okay, we did youth, okay, national programming. The national programming, I already said this, I'm kind of repeating myself. This was my idea that we should make a motion to recommend to the PNB, to recommend to the IED, to survey the general managers and the PDs about, you know, national programming and that, how are they going to address the problems of not promoting or promoting or not airing or airing? And if they didn't air, how are they going to address the not airing it? Are they going to air it later on? That's what at least some kind of feedback. They're allowed to do this on and years and just ignore all this effort that's gone into it. This is not right. It's just not right. It's not fair. Because Pacifica managers are not supposed to be dictators. And if they're just not checking, even looking at it, how do they know that they're missing out on something really great for the people? I mean, it ought to be something. Anybody want to talk on this? And I want to say something here. You know, this committee is like 9 people. 6 listeners and 9 programmers. So we have plenty of experience here programming, but the only thing that they don't have protection from losing their show or you know, being cut time. That's why they need us 6 listeners that are on this committee.
Uncle, sorry, that was Oscar, and I think I turned my head around and to ask for a couple of minutes for comments, and I got a wind blowing all over my head. So in this case, kind of summarizing or going back to most of they have been said right now, I think this is, to me, without knowing or kind of listening to the all the stuff that is in the past, you know, the relationship between these committees and the board in general. I think, for some reason, to me, I like to be an eternal optimism
Well, this is a really good opportunity because what is right now, the reality is that a lot of the stuff that is being done in the past, and I can speak this both, first of all, as a listener, then as a programmer, and now as a member of, of my local board and this committee, is the stuff that is not, that is being done in the past is not working. And one of the reasons, and if you keep in the idea, if one of the things that it has not worked in the past is to listen to the people, well, we need to find a way to actually, make a strong suggestions and connect the right people. Just, in the spirit of, hey, let's try to work something new, something different, take advantage of all the stuff that is in there. And most importantly, as somebody mentioned there, they recognize and put it out. The program directors and the managers are not, Banana Republic tyrants. We're talking about, the plan where we are here, where we are here, which is the truth over everything, over the power. And if we're just kind of having these same issues, into our circle, well, it doesn't do any good for any of us. So I think this, to me, I'm really excited. This is a chance. We just need to find, in this case, we need to push the general manager, in this case, the EID or the board, to pretty much everybody recognizes that, that the stuff that is being done is not working. Hey, I think what I'm hearing in different places is we all know what is not working. Why in the heck we are not pushing to change it and to be, just think out of the box. And I think a lot of these ideas, even though somebody mentioned there that they've been in the past, looks like they're still out of the box, and that's kind of crazy. I finished my time. Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar. Okay. Anybody else want to comment on this?
Yeah, this is Thomas. It occurs to me that, the networks of communication within the network are fairly fairly hierarchical, I assume. I assume the ED or the PMB communicates to the station managers and the program directors. But from what I gather, for example, in my experience with the programmer and PFW, she's on a listserv in, I guess, something called Google Groups, and the program director is able to send out, blast to every programmer, but she is only able to communicate with the program director. In other words, it does not permit programmers, sort of sending out to every programmer, the copy of their message. So those kinds of networks seem to be either restricted or they don't exist. But what we're looking, the idea that occurred to me is that this national board, this programming committee for the national board, needs to either use the other program committees at the local stations or some other vehicle to communicate some of these things. I mean, until the program directors and station managers are implementing with some regularity, it's hard to know what they know. But if we know, if we can see sort of announcements across the network that are coming from, say, this committee, in terms of motions, whether it's motions or just your breaking news idea, it would probably be it sort of would lend itself to more grassroots building of support, so that in each station you could have a coalition of voices or just a caucus of voices arguing for this. Does that make sense?
Oh, thank you. This is Yeah, I did not realize this. This is against freedom of speech, what you're talking about, the situation now.
I'm saying that networks of communication are not, don't seem to be set up for it, as far as I know. I would be surprised. Like, we just said audio port is not available unless, I mean, you can go to the website and look through it. It's not like it's, but I believe there might be a sign-in process. But like I said, the program directors often communicate with their own programmers, you know, sort of, you know, 1 to 100, but it's not, you know, and if you're just on the board, you only hear what you hear, depending on what committees you're a part of.
This is Paulina. Would you comment on that?
Go ahead, Paulina.
Thank you.
Thomas, what you brought up is crucial. So what happens at stations, I don't know if it's the same at every station, but at least at our station, if you're a paid programmer, you're on one listserv, and you can communicate with other paid programmers through that listserv or Google group or whatever, right? But basically a club. If you're a volunteer programmer, which in the case of KPFK, we're the majority, then, you know, it's a, there isn't a listserv it's just deficient. The mechanisms are not clear.
Who benefits from that situation, Paulina? You know?
Good question. Sure. I don't want to polemicize it or.
I don't know the answer. I'm just asking the question because
We all need to think about that question, but it's definitely not, I would say, it's definitely not the public and not the audience, because, it's just kind of perpetuates a culture of a social club instead of a public service. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm thinking. Where can this committee be useful? How can we just, instead of just theorize and, you know, we're all trying to learn, right? I mean, I'm new to this committee. Some people have been on this committee before. But point being, how can we better help advance the mission, Pacifica's mission, and help increasing audience numbers if we don't know what, you know, what's going on at each station? At the same time, we don't want to sound like we want to micromanage them at all. But the mechanism is not in place, and I'm just trying to think as I talk, which is never a good idea. maybe I should think first and talk later. But I'm thinking this. What's missing is really a national policy, right? The guidance that all program directors should adhere to. Well, stations that actually have a program director communication with programmers. But on the other hand, also for us as committee to have access to what's going on at the station without giving extra work to many, many overburdened, overburdened staff who are already complaining, many of them, that, having to attend board meetings or communicate with the board is just too much because they have so much to do. Without wanting to sound sarcastic, I would apologize if I did. These are the things that we need to be thinking about, and I apologize if I'm not presenting anything concrete as far as solutions, but I'm in that phase of still figuring it out, and if there are folks on this committee that have more prior experience than myself, feel free to jump in.
I have a request for information, Paulina. When you and Thomas were speaking at the same time, I did not hear Thomas's question. Was it about not allowing the programmers to connect with each other on the email, on the listserv?
Mm.
Is that what it was?
Is it Nancy?
Yes, this is Nancy.
Nancy, I heard Thomas. I heard Thomas ask who benefits from this situation of you know, of not all programmers being equally able to communicate with each other and the managers. Is that right, Thomas?
Yeah, that was what I was driving at, sort of the one-way channels that seem to be forged in the network that aren't subject to much, you know, democratic control, which, of course, depends on people sharing information more or less equally as well. But, yeah, that was what I was driving at.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, Lucille, WPSW.
Yes. Of course, I'm new to this, but have we ever had some of these PMV program committee meetings with different programming committees at the local station? So we've been meeting every 2 weeks. Would it be possible that one of our meetings, if it's, you know, once a quarter with a radio station, so that it can be listening from the PMB standpoint, and it would also be an opportunity to share the goals and visions of this national committee with the local station. Has that ever been done? And if so, what was the downside?
I can answer that anybody should be able to listen to our stream. Otis is live streaming this, so they should be able to listen to us right now. If they knew, you might want to remind your boards that we're meeting. And I started something new today. I sent out this a draft agenda to all the board listservs except WBAI, because they do not have a listserv. So just to let them know what we're doing so they can see the minutes. Every LSV is supposed to have their own programming council, and that was mandated in 2013 and has not been implemented. And I'm sorry, I forgot to send. Yeah, I will send you. It's elected staff, elected by staff, and LSV elected by LSV, and then the manager and LSV collaborate on electing some listeners, and then this is the program council of the local station. So they can get input, and they can create some ways to improve. Every program can be improved. And then, anyway, help assist the manager in programming. And also, it's like a witness. It's like they're, like, overseeing what's happening. They learn a lot of things, what's going on. So, I'm sorry. I was everybody.
Nancy, Thomas,
yes.
To the stat.
Yes, Thomas, go ahead.
So you said this was approved in 2013?
Yes, January 24th.
Okay, and you're going to send that out, right?
Yes. Yes.
And I also want to call to your attention, but I sent it to everyone on this call, I believe, the Programming Bill of Rights and the complaint grievance that we may get time to talk about.
That's very interesting. Yes, Thomas, please do that.
It's been sent.
Yeah.
Oh, you have everyone's email. You have everyone's email address.
Well, I sent it to. I just said reply all to Nancy's earlier email. So if you didn't get it, ask Nancy. She's got it.
Yeah, all the emails that I wrote down belong to every member of this committee. So if you take time, you can punch them all in. We do not have a listserv for this group. Okay, shall we go to the next? Ooh, I got a lot of lightning here from the hurricane. I forgot the name. H something. what her name was.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, this is Polina.
Yes.
I agree about moving on to the next agenda item, and then for future meetings, maybe we can have a suggested time for agenda items so we can figure it out. But in the meantime, for today, we're good. I just wanted to pick up on what you brought up. that, you know, this motion that was passed and has never been really implemented. For instance, yeah. KPFK doesn't have a program council. We don't have a programming committee. But it's a very important, I think Lucille brought it up, right? You know, for us to be in communication with local program councils is what they're called, because we don't have local programming committees. And the pushback on that has been that, you know, obviously everybody has a different idea of what programming should be, and there's always pushback when people say, well, you know, we want to change programming, but it's an internal struggle. The idea is that as long as we're there are metrics in place, right, to make sure that the programming is not there just because it's your uncle's favorite dog's friend's niece, you know, and whatever. That's been, you know, that's been the eternal issue, I think. And so in any case, just to sum up, I would suggest, for instance, one thing that we could do is we could, for each of our meetings, however often we meet, whether it's every 2 weeks or every month, we try to invite for a little bit of, you know, one of the program directors or somebody, you know, in charge of programming at a local station, so that they can tell us, hey, you know, what's their programming vision? How do they do it? What's going on? What are their challenges? What are their successes? And we can ask them questions and they can hear from us, you know, to establish that dialogue. I'm sure, you know, that would be beneficial for all. I know, you know, that's something extra to ask of program directors, but I think it's imperative if we are going to do any meaningful work. How do people think about presenting a motion to that effect maybe at the next meeting of this committee?
Yes, or either
way. I agree.
Yeah, or answer questions from the PMB. In any case, we are LSB, and it's our job is governance. And if that was mandated, a program council to be, it does not matter if the general manager does not like it or likes it or, you know, wants to forget about it. We're supposed to make sure that it's carried out. APFT, we had no problem electing our LSB representatives, and we probably could have had no problem if it were allowed to get listeners. But the staff, only staff that were very cozy with the general manager were volunteering, and we didn't have enough. So the other staff is too scared to be in that position. Because your vote may injure your show.